huge Cal Fat game tonight. Wait, I got to hear that one more time.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of BU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Oh, man, I love that. All right. Tonight, so exciting as the Penguin women have already taken care of business. In a huge way, they got past the first place Oaks. The Penguin women came in tonight only 2-4. The Oaks were 6-1. And guess what? The Penguin women got it done. Oh, that was huge. And with just 1 minute to go now in the pregame, the Penguin men have got a lot of work ahead of them. 6-1, the DUs. 6-1, the Menlo men. This is for first place, ladies and gentlemen. First place in the Cal Pack without a long way to go. If you were listening to the women's game, the next broadcast is just 2 nights from now. On the 19th, right here at the Conlin Center, women at 5:30, guys at 7:30, Cal State University Maritime will be in the house. Penguin men's basketball on the air, live from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California on radio. Dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you. So happy to be here. Man, this is going to be huge. We have the starting lineups coming. We may even have a national anthem, although I'm not sure. We have the overhead announcer going now. Let's see if we can pick this up. Oh, okay. Beginning of the national anthem, folks. For those of you at home, please rise. The end of the national anthem has come. And the game is ahead of us. Menlo College in the house, up from Atherton, about a mile north of Stanford. The starting lineups now for the Oaks. Under head coach Brandon Laird in his second season, he's assisted by Jeff Nakamura, Justin Trott, and Trevor Mates. Trott and Mates. Our ex-players on the Oaks team. If you've been listening to DU Radio the last few years, you recognize the names Justin Trott and Trevor Mates. For Menlo, number 20, Cody Christensen, the 6-footer out of Newcastle, California. He's a senior. Number 10 is Chris Cobb, a 5'8" junior out of Castro Valley. Number 14 is Brian Wesley, a 6'3" senior from San Diego, and the leading scorer, a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, is Wesley. Number 15, Brandon Cochran, a 6'7" junior out of Wake Forest, North Carolina. And number 25, Chris Funky, at 6'11", a junior out of Palo Alto. The Oaks are 6-1 in conference. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani in his third year, he's assisted by Lee Cretion, Brandon Davis, John Parker, and Jeff Stanley. The Penguins, 6-1 in conference. The starters, Alistair Flack, the 6-footer, the sophomore out of Melbourne, Australia. Number 10 is Michael Wells, a six-footer. He's a freshman out of Claremont. Ari Ivantosh, number 12, a 6'2" sophomore from Colfax. Number 34 is Adam Chavis, the team's leading scorer. Chavis, a sophomore out of Oakland at 6'5". And number 42, the junior out of Oceanside, 6'5", Ryan Trammell. We got 20 minutes overhead. 35 on the shot clock. NAIA sanctioned referees are in the house. The Penguins doing the shuffle. They're out there on the floor. The Penguins will be attacking the southern rim. The Penguins moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're ready to go. The Battle of the Titans. Both teams at 6'1". The winner will be the heavyweight champions at this point in the conference. In first place, it's all on the line tonight. Both teams tied for first. And we'll have Trammell go out there for the opening tip-off. Wells out there wearing the Mohawk again. That's been very lucky for the DU. Shout out to Melbourne. Flack is back. The Penguins, the Oaks with his handshakes all around in the middle. We're getting ready for the tip-off. Menlo's going to send out Chris Funky at 6'11" is Funky against Ryan Trammell. Trammell's a 6'7", and Funky just gets Funky and kicks the ball out very quickly. Right over the top, a little old Ryan. That's the first time I've ever said that about Trammell, actually listed at 6'5". Menlo's got the ball now, attacking the northern hoop. They're out there on the right side. Around the outside is Brian Wesley, the top scorer. Wesley kicks it over to his guy. That's Christensen. Christensen drives in baseline, lays it in very easily, right over the top of Flack. 19-31, 2-zip Menlo. Here's Alistair, gets it to Wells on the right side. Wells is being guarded very closely by Christensen. Top of the key now. Ari gets it back over to Flack. Now Wells, 20 on the shot clock. Penguins are surveying quite a lot here. Right side now, here's Chavis. Here's Alistair Flack now between the circles. 10 on the shot clock. 8 now. Penguins got to do something with it. They've had it now for 20 seconds. Here it is, 3, 2, on the way Wells, buzzer sounds, down with it is Chris Cobb, a 5'8 junior out of Castro Valley. Cobb hauls it down and he's up against Alistair Flack, the 6-footer. Cobb with some good footwork. Cobb with a nice pass indoors. He gets it into Funky. Funky's got Trammell on him. Funky goes in at 6'11". Funky with a turnaround jumper pretty easily, hauled down by Chavis. Funky missed the short one. Funky a little stiff-legged across the middle. 2-zip Oaks. Left side, Wells. Thinking three ball, doesn't want to do it. Wells with a bounce pass to Trammell. Over to Chavis. Now they get it over to Alistair Flack on the right wing. He's too far out. Ari Ivantosh thinks about driving the lane. 15 on the shot clock. Fires it into Ivantosh. Very softly, Ivantosh. No. Chavis with a hand on the putback, and it's going to be Oak's ball. Chavis is called on the foul. The first team foul for either team. 18:08 to go. 2-zip Oaks. Bringing across the middle now is Cobb. Cobb slows things up as he stands upright. Fires it to the top of the key to Wesley. Now they get it indoors to Funky. Funky against Trammell. Funky with a turnaround jumper right over the top of Ryan. Plays 6'11". He's the tallest guy in the house by a mile. Fans included. John Brooks included. Now Trammell's got it out there. Chavis. Now Alistair Flack. 4-zip Oaks. Ari thought about the jumper but almost muffed it. Here's Flack. Low bounce pass to Wells. Wells on the left corner drives the lane. Wells goes up and gets it in right over the top of Funky. Wells got Funky on that one. He got him good. Right over the top of Funky at 6'11". Inside of 18 minutes, we're coming up on 17 in fact. 4-2 Penguins trail. Here's Cobb. Cobb fires it over, and it's stolen away by Chavis. Great reaction time by Chavis. 17:05 to go, 4-2. Penguins trail, but they're on offense. Left side, Chavis. Now over to Ari on the right wing. Left wing, check it. Uh-oh, a whistle now off ball. Foul's called on Chris Cobb. Penguins will have it on the short side. That's one team foul apiece. One on Chavis, one on Cobb. All right, some fans are in the end area, and they're getting pushed out by the referees. Everybody in the house looked at him. 16:58 to go. Quick up and in, and Funky with the all-ball rejection against Ryan Trammell. Tallest player on the court for the DUs is Trammell. He got the quick jump opportunity. Now Funky tries to drive in. Funky walks with it. Funky took a couple of steps. And the Penguins get it on the turnover. Alistair is going to bring it across now with a little stutter step at the middle. Left side, 4-2, Penguins on offense. Penguins trail. One team foul apiece, 16.5 to go. Ari Ivantosh left side. Drives the lane, goes 360, and now a travel. Ari went 360 and pulled the pivot foot. 16:25 to go. Bennett Woodward is in the house, fans, for the first time in quite a while. Menlo Oaks have the ball now. They're moving around. Here's Cobb, left side. He's got Alistair Flack on him. For Menlo, Tim Keyes has come in, the sophomore from Oakland. Keyes at 6 feet. He's got the right arm all bandaged up. The soft cast. 8 on the shot clock. Here's a jumper on the turnaround. No rim. Taken down by Funky and put back by Funky. 6-2. Left side, Ari Ivantosh has got it. Ivantosh drifts to the top. Now, Pat Fahey's getting ready to come in for the Penguins. He's getting some instruction by the coach. When that time comes, Chavis thinking three ball. Chavis with a soft jumper. Chavis missed it left side. Funky had a finger on it, and they're going to give it back to the Oaks. Pat Fahey's come in place of Adam Chavis. But that Funky's been deadly to the Penguins so far, but it's only 6-2, and he's already huffing and puffing. We'll keep an eye on the 6-foot-11 Funky. Across the middle is Keyes. Keyes now has some fancy footwork. Gets it to Funky indoors. Here's a jumper by Cobb. Right side, no. Down with it, Penguins. They flip it back indoors. Alistair Flack brings it up. Left side, Flack. Flack gets around Cobb. Flack now pounds it back over to Wells. Now over to Fahey. Ari, indoors, Flack. Flack has nowhere to go. Trammell heaves it across the top. Now Keyes is on top of Wells. Keyes won't let Wells go anywhere. Wells wants to push. Keyes gets the ball. Funky's going to take a risk, and Kyle Adams has come in. Kyle Adams at 6'3", the junior from Palm Springs. Looks miniature by comparison to the guy he replaced, and that was the 6'11 Funky. Nate Rogoff has come in for the mighty DUs. Ferreira also has come in with Fahey, with Ari, with Ryan. Keys across the middle now. Here's Cobb. Cobb fires it over to the right side. Working indoors is Brandon Cochran. Cochran missed a layup. Down with it, Trammell. Back over to Nate Rogoff. Rogoff brings it across the middle. Rogoff now to Fahey. Back over to Nate. Back over to Pat. Left side. Ferreira thinks about it. Ferreira gets it indoors to Ari. Back outside to Ryan. Working the ball nicely. The DU's throwing it all over the place. Now they got the wagon wheel. Left side, Ferreira. Ferreira with Keyes. Keyes got the soft cast up the left arm. Ferreira with the turnaround. 8 on the shot clock. Fahey, 3 ball. Whistle. Timeout has been called by Coach Tavani. 14:11 to go at 6'2". Not a lot of scoring so far in this one. Fans, this first timeout is brought to you by T&B Sports in San Rafael. Right there on 4th Street. T&B Sports since 1946. Check them out on the internet at tnbsports.com. 14:11 to go. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn with you, live from the Conlin Center. High atop center court, looking down from the opulent broadcasting area and radio. Dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. The end of the timeout has come. Coach Tavani has said his piece. 6-2, DU trails. Inbounds now for the Oaks. 14:05, the clock rolls. Cobb across the middle. He's got Ferreira and Rogoff plastered to him. He's able to hand the ball off in a travel. Is called on Kyle Adams. Menlo 6-1 in conference. The Penguins 6-1. As we're right around midpoint in the conference. Actually, we're actually beyond that. Well, in conference play, we're right there. Season's more than half over if you include the non-conference stuff. In and out, Trammell. Hauled down Keys. 13:41 to go, 6-2 still. Now Keys has got it on the left wing. A lot of defense in this game so far going on. Now Menlo works the baseline and a travel. Penguins playing some massive defense. Brian Wesley, the top scorer, walks with it. Wesley, a 6'3" senior out of San Diego. Fans, if you'd like to interact with us at the broadcasting area, well, not us, just myself, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name, DUC Radio. We are online right now. Here's Fahey, three ball left side. Oh, Pat Fahey buries a triple! 6-5, Oaks. Well, that was big. Get Fahey's hand hot. Well, I'd love to see that happen. Here's Cobb, right side, Keys. Back to Cobb. Now over to the left side. Here's Wesley. Uh-oh, Ferreira hit the deck. Keys with a jumper on the way, missed it short. Tipped out Fahey, slams into Cochran. And a whistle, and Menlo's clapping, so... And with good reason. Foul's called against Pat Fahey. Where's number 44? Menlo's going to have it right under the hoop. They've got 5 seconds to bring it in. Keys gets it on the inbounds. Over to Cobb, left side. He's going to slow things down. Now over to Wesley. Wesley drives in, left side. Kick out Keys. Drives baseline. Over the top of Ryan. Deep. One bounce and back up. No. Hauled down by Cochran and he gets it to go. It's 8-5. Cochran with a good play as Nate Rogoff, very quick transition, makes his way down to the other end. Goes behind the back. Rogoff to Ari. Now the Penguins on the wheel. Outside Ferreira. Left side, Ari drives in. Baseline thinks about it. Kick out. Trammell. No. Nate. Oh, Nate had it in the lane. Didn't do it. Ferreira. Now Fahey with the jumper from the right wing. Deep. Hauled down Wesley. 8-5 DU trails. 12:12 to go. Menlo on offense. Menlo moving left to right. Attacking the northern hoop. Now Menlo's got it. Here's Cochran. Over the top of Fahey. Cochran dumps it home easily. Cochran at 6'7" matches up nicely with the 6'7" Fahey, but Cochran's got him by a few pounds. Well, maybe not. Speaking of Fahey, he's got it now. Oh, Nate thought three, and here it goes. On the way. Launches a three. No. And the Penguins are going to have it, I believe, after a whistle. Nate Rogoff fired the three from the right wing. Two team fouls committed by both squads. Penguins will have it on the short side right under the hoop. And a timeout has been called now by the Oaks. With 11:41 to go. 10-5. The Penguins are trailing in this one. Penguin women already got it done. This timeout brought to you by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Search for homes, get neighborhood information. Go to their award-winning website, fhallen.com. Frank Howard Allen, love where you live. Timeout's almost over now, fans. 10-5, DU trails. They've looked okay. Not especially wonderful so far, but certainly not bad. Oaks have been looking pretty good after they opened up with that big tip out by Funky. I see DJ Love is in the house. One of our esteemed DJs here on the radio station. Speaking of esteemed DJs, tremendous student programming will resume on February 4th, live. And we're back underway now, 11:41 to go. Inbounds, they get it into Chavis. The clock rolls, turnaround jumper, Adam missed it. Down Kyle Adams, hands it off to Keys. Keys with the right arm taped up. Got a soft cast on that right arm, keeps it bent. Doesn't want to straighten it out too much. Adam Chavis now forcing the issue. Over to the left side is Jason Logan, a six-footer out of Sacramento. He's a sophomore. Logan fired it inbounds. One of the Oaks took a shot. Julian Harris is coming in place now of Brandon Cochran. Julian Harris, a 5'10" freshman out of Fremont, gets the call. Radio.dominican.edu. Menlo's going to have it on the short side. They've got 5 seconds to bring it in. The Penguins playing massive defense. Now Ferreira is plastered to Keys. Back outside now is Harris. He kicks it off the right side. Logan drifts across the middle. 7 on the shot clock. Back outside. Harris drives in with 5 on the shot clock. Keys with a jumper. He gets it indoors. No look, Kyle Adams. Adams buries a deuce. 11 minutes exactly. 12-5. Penguins got to get some momentum is what they need. The last score was the big three ball by Fahey about 6 minutes ago. Now Keys falls on the ball. Ferreira gets it back. And Nate Rogoff thinks 3. Ferreira, now Fahey drives in. Fahey with a turnaround jumper. Fahey missed it short. Chavis hasn't hit anything. Fahey missed that one very short. Foul is called against Jason Logan. That's the third team foul. That's Logan's first. And Ray Chavis is getting ready to come in for the Penguins. Adam Chavis on the line. On the way, Chavis missed it very deep. Boy, Adam Chavis is totally out of sorts right now. Ray Chavis in, Ferreira out. Well, Adam Chavis has got to get his shooting game under control here. On the way now. He missed this one way right. If you're a regular listener to DU Athletics, you know I allow Adam Chavis just one missed free throw per game to feel comfortable, and now he's missed 2, his first 2. I'm not comfortable. 12-5, Keys drives the lane. Oh, Keys, 360, what? And he gets it to go? How can that not be traveling? 14-5. Keys with a superb play there. I don't know how he got away with that. He took a lot of steps, but maybe it just looked like a lot of steps. Keys playing tremendously so far. Here's Nate with a jumper right side. Rogoff short. Rebound, Kyle Adams. Here goes to the right side. Julian Harris goes 3-ball, and that's good. Timeout's been called now by Tavani, and Coach Tavani is not liking what he's seeing. Tavani's freaking out almost as much as I am. Tavani has his bench guys up and his floor guys down. Tavani with the dry erase board is not happy with the way things are going. 17-5 after that big three ball is buried. 9:45 to go, fans. This timeout is brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located at Montecito Plaza, 243 3rd Street. At Montecito Plaza for the best burritos in town. Say hi to Bobby when you stop by. Puentes Taqueria. You can find him at Puentes.com, proud supporter of Dominican Athletics and the Field of Dreams. And that's the end of the timeout. Not sure what Tavani had to say, but he had the dry erase board out. And I'm sure he had plenty to say. 17-5. Both teams at 6-1 in conference. 9:44. Tim Keys is playing some massive defense against Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh goes in left side. The lane was wide open, and he buries a deuce. Ivintosh, 17-7. See if one or two Penguins can get a hot hand. Left side, Menlo. Here's Logan. Logan's got Penguins all over him. Over to Harris. Harris now gets it indoors. Kyle Adams. Back outside. Keys drives the lane. Left side. Keys with a layup. But Keys playing nicely. Man, oh man, is Keys playing some ball right now. Across the middle, Nate Rogoff. Rogoff zigzags back and forth. Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh goes up. Has it blocked away, but it has a whistle. It was a tremendous rejection against Ivintosh, but the rejection came subsequent to the foul. 19-7, Ari back to the line. Well, the Penguins could use two right here. Ivintosh just scored a big deuce a minute ago. Ari on the way, and that's good. Alistair Flack is going to come back in place of Rogoff. Chris Cobb has come in place of Keys. But the Penguins like to see Keys get off the floor already. Keys came in off the bench and stirred it up. On the way, Ari cans them both. That's huge. Cochran's going to come back in after at the next break. 19-9 now. The Penguins need to get on a little bit of a run. Menlo's on offense. Off to our right. Menlo now getting it stirred up. Adam Chavis, Ray Chavis. Every Chavis in the house was on that one, and somehow the Oaks held on to it. Good head fake now by Wesley. Wesley with a jumper. In and out. Down Fahey. 8.5 to go. Alistair Flack is calling out the play. Penguins trail by 10. They hand it off to Chavis. Chavis needs to get warm. On the way, Chavis. And there it is. Chavis for two. Chavis buries a duck. And the Penguins creep ever closer. 19-11. Here's Cobb. Cobb kicks out right side. Wesley, baseline. Kick out. Harris on the way. Three ball. Julian Harris knocks down the tray. Here's Flack, top of the key. Flack between the circles. Chavis. Chavis drives in, nowhere to go. Chavis back outside to Ray Chavis. Indoors Adam. Turn around on the way. Softly, no. Hauled down. Kyle Adams. He flips it off to Logan, who takes it the length. Now the top of the key. They kick it out left side. Two ball. Wesley good from the left side on the baseline. 7.5 to go. 24-11. And Tavani's got the sour puss going. Tavani is very unhappy, like he just sucked on a lemon. Ray Chavis for three on the way. Very deep air ball. Ray Chavis for an air ball. Ray Chavis usually good for a few threes a game, a couple anyway. Oh, there's a travel committed by Jason Logan. He got the ball pinched between his leg and his right hand just for an instant, and that was enough to draw the whistle. Ari Ivintosh to the bench. Michael Wells back in there now. On the floor for Tavani Wells, Flack, Fahey, Chavis, and Chavis. The Penguins on offense, but they're trailing. 7 minutes exactly. Here's Adam Chavis, who gets the ball to go, but not without a whistle. Funky is getting ready to come back in. Funky's in there in place of Kyle Adams, who heads back to the bench. Not sure what the foul was. It was a violation. It wasn't a foul. Perhaps a travel on Adam Chavis. That's all I can think of. Chavis now on defense with the Penguins. Now Christensen gets it out left side. He gets it over to Harris. Harris gets it down low to Cochran. Cochran's just come back in. Cochran looking for some place to put it. 9 on the shot clock. Alistair Flack falls on it. And the Penguins get the ball on the jumper. Inbounds now, DU. Across the middle is Alistair Flack. 24-11, 6:25 to go in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader. Penguin women already won their game under head coach Brianna Chambers. Here goes Ray Chavis for three on the way, a little bit deep. Just a tiny bit deep. That one wanted to rattle home but couldn't go. 24-11. Now Cobb across the middle. Cobb gets it over to Harris on the right wing. Now they get it down low to Cochran, and Alistair Flack steals it away with the help of Adam Chavez. Flack goes coast to coast. Wells on the way, three ball. Oh, Wells missed it a little tiny bit short. Man, the Penguins are all over it, but they can't get anything to fall. 24-11, 5:43 to go. Cobb across the middle now. Cobb at 5'8 out of Castro Valley, the junior. Low bounce pass. Menlo's got it. Cochran's down low. He backs back out. Julian Harris, top of the key, three ball on the way. Christensen, in, out, missed it. Kick out. Oh, man. Alistair Flack went up against Funky, an 11-inch height differential. And he tried to take it away from Funky. And Funky kicked it out of play. It's a good play there by Alistair Flack. Left side, Ray Chavez. Now to the right, Wells. Thinking three. Wells. Wells is creeping in. Wells wants to do it. 5:10 to go. They get it indoors. Now Wells outside. Here's Fahey on the way. Slowly. Fahey. Deep. Nick McCuller has come in for the Penguins. He's a 6'3" freshman out of Lawndale. And none of the Penguins can get the ball to drop. Fouls against Alistair Flack across the middle. That's his first and the team's third team foul. Alistair Flack into the backcourt now. Menlo's got it. Flack is all over Cobb. Left side, Cobb on the wing. Over to Cochran. Uh-oh, Cochran almost had it stripped away by Ray Chavez, but he's able to throw it out to Wesley. Valderrama's getting ready to come in for the Penguins. Here's Cochran. Now Cochran hands off to Wesley, the leading scorer for the Oaks. Wesley has it stripped away. That's another foul on Flack, and he gets yanked for Valderrama. Flack with two fouls in the past 30 seconds, 4.5 to go. Menlo's got the ball on the short side. Quickly inbounds, Cobb on the way. No shot, and a foul is called against Cody Christensen, the senior. Christensen slammed in. It was an off-ball foul committed against Ray Chavez. 24-11, we're inside of 4.5 now, Ray. Valderrama now. Over to Wells on the right wing. Valderrama at the point. Back over to Wells, 23 on the shot. Wells to Fahey. Thinking three, no. No Penguins have a hot hand. And now Valderrama throws it. And it was intended for Havlicek. I called him McCuller a minute ago. Why I would do that, I have no idea, but it's Havlicek who's in there. Ball was intended for Havlicek, went out of bounds. The Penguins then couldn't get it inbounds. 4:11 to go, 24-11. DU trailing. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader. As the Penguin men welcome the Oaks into the house. Funky now gets a shot off from about a foot away and missed it by a foot. Well, the Penguins will take that. Big long throw to Valderrama. He throws it away now. Wesley. Wesley goes coast to coast against Wells. A whistle. Wesley walks with it. Wells with some good defense as Wesley had all the momentum going. Kevin Kruger's coming in, and Kruger has the Mohawk cooking. Two Mohawks on the floor for the DUs. Wells and Kruger sporting the Hawks. Bilateral Mohawks, I like it. Here's Havlicek. Havlicek works it right, left, almost has it stripped away. No shot. The foul is committed by Funky. As Havlicek spun 360, Funky jammed an elbow in his arm, or in his eye. 24-6, 24-11, 3:25 to go, 16 fouls committed by the Oaks now. Here's Ray for the three ball on the way, jumper. Oh, Ray got it to go. No, they only call it two. Ray Chavez with a tremendous jumper that hit the top of the backboard on one bounce and fell straight down. Coming up on 3 minutes in the first half, 24-13. Left side, they get it to Funky. Funky thinks about the slam, but softs it in there nicely. 26-13. Both teams in first place. Both teams at 6-1. Here's a jumper by Wells. Oh, man. Wells missed it by a foot. Brandon Cochran with an air ball. Cochran comes down with it. Here's a jumper now by Christensen. Three ball, no. Ray Chavis comes down with it. Kickoff to Wells. Wells with a jumper top of the key. Missed it way right. Down with it, Wesley. Cobb's got it now. It's just back and forth, and nobody's making anything. And a timeout has been called by head coach Brandon Laird. Laird in his second season. And Laird calls a timeout. This timeout brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. Proud sponsors of Dominican Athletics, the Marin AIJ. Pick up your copy today. It's all about Marin. You can find them on the web, marinij.com. That's the Marin Independent Journal. I hear whistles, and they're calling the Oaks back out onto the floor. And that's the end of that timeout, fans, and the Penguins need to get it together. They're matching shots, but they're not matching baskets. Not even close. 26-13. Ari Ivintosh is back out there now for the Penguins with Valderrama, with Havlicek, with Ray Chavis, and with Kevin Kruger. And Keyes has come back on the floor for the Oaks. Keyes thinks a three ball, now drives the lane. Kick out, Cobb on the way. Oh, brother. Chris Cobb buries a big three from the right corner. Inside of 2 minutes, 29-13. And I don't think Tavani was convinced that that was a three ball. I certainly wasn't. It looked like a long two to me. Oh, great work by Ivintosh. Here goes the shot by Valderrama. Oh, man, he missed another one. Keys down with it. The Penguins are snake-bitten. 29-13. It's like they had an Oak fall on them. A Penguin with a big old tree that just fell right on top of him. Funky now off to Cobb. Ryan getting ready to come back in. Keys, left side. They're going to restart things at 13 seconds on the shot. Cobb drives in left side, and he gets the layup as all the Penguins collapse to the soft side to the right. Cobb went in the left side at 5'8". 31-13. And a foul is called. Foul is called against Brian Wesley. And Adam Chavis and Ryan Trammell coming back in as Ray Chavis to the bench along with Havlicek. 31-13, 105 to go in the first half. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime extravaganza, fans. We're toward the end of the halftime period. We bring you all the statistics from the first half. Of course it's from the first half. It couldn't be from the second half. Ari on the line, 31-13 DU. Ivintosh knocks that one in. And he gets to shoot again as a result of having made the first one. Ari on the way, and that one's good. So Ivintosh buries two of them, and the clock rolls. We're at 1 minute exactly, 31-15. Menlo on offense. Cobb, no-look kick out. On the way, three. No, put back up by Menlo's Kyle Adams. Havlicek, or Valderrama's come down with it. Oh, man, Keyes almost stole it away. Kruger off to Adam. Now Valderrama, top of the key between the circles. Left side, Kruger. Way left now, Ari. Now the fadeaway jumper. Oh, very softly by Adam Chavis, and that one can't get it to go. Adam Chavis has had a half a dozen shots on goal. I don't think he's only made one. 32 seconds overhead. And the 30. And the shot clock goes off. The Penguins have it on the short side. Adam Chavis has it. 29 on the jumper, on the turnaround jumper by Ari Ivintosh. No. Horseshoe kicks back out. 31-15. 20 seconds to go. Keyes has got it. Keyes is up there between the circles. He goes back over to Cobb, 14. Now Keyes has got it, 11. He drives in. Now he backs back out. 8, 7, outside Cobb. They work it indoors Cochran. Nowhere to go. Cochran with the jumper. On the way. Missed it deep. End of the half, fans. And that was an ugly first half for the Penguins. Holy cow. I'm almost speechless. That was not good. 31-15. And I'm going to have the stat sheet for you coming up, although it's going to be a tough read. But I have very high hopes for the DUs in the second half. And if anybody can do it, it's the Penguins. Why do I say that? Because they're 6-1 in conference, that's why. Of course, the Oaks are too. And this is a battle of the heavyweights tonight. I'll be back in about 10 minutes with the statistics. Until then, please stay with us for some more Indian unsigned music on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani. I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins, and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
On the other side. Thank you. living in your shadow.
Darkness is falling,
living in your shadow.
Darkness is falling.
All right, fans, back live in the Conlin Center with some stats as part of our usual halftime extravaganza. Both teams are back out warming up. For the Oaks, Brian Wesley was 1-for-3 indoors. He took one shot outside and missed it with 3 rebounds. Brandon Cochran was 2-for-5 from the field with 2 rebounds. Chris Funky, 3-for-5 with 3 rebounds. Chris Cobb was 2-for-3. Inside, 1-for-2 outside with 3 rebounds. Cody Christensen, 1-for-3. 0-for-2 beyond the arc. The Oaks were shooting 50% from the field. Penguins, 21%. Ugh. And that's why it's 31-15. The Penguins, Adam Chavis, 1-for-5. Chavis, the leading scorer for the Mighty PUs. Chavis has got to get it going in the second half. Holy cow. He took no three-point attempts, and he had 3 rebounds. Ryan Trammell was 0-for-2 from the field. 2 rebounds. Alistair Flack. Flack did nothing. Michael Wells was 1-for-5 indoors, 0-for-2 outside with 2 rebounds. Ari Ivintosh was 1-for-3 from the field. And that's it. Ray Chavis is 1-for-3. And he missed 2 three-pointers. And Pat Fahey was 1-for-4. Making 1 of 2 three-pointers. Overall, the Penguins were 5-for-24 from the field. 1-for-7 outside. 4 of the 6 free throws were made. Those 2 missed by Adam Chavis. The 4 made by Ari Ivintosh. Man, oh man, what a first half. Not a good showing, but that doesn't mean it's too late. Score is still low. 31-15. Both teams are getting ready. Both teams are getting ready now for the second half, 31-15. 20 minutes on the clock overhead. Penguins now will be moving from our left to right. They're waiting for the shot clock. Okay, now we are underway. I never want to look at that stat sheet again. Is now down on the floor of the broadcasting area. Hopefully the second half stat sheet's going to look a lot better. Now the Penguins on offense. 19:45 to go in the second half. Here's Alistair Flack on the right wing. Low bounce pass to Adam. On the way, jumper. Oh, Chavis opens up with a deuce. Oh, that's nice. All right. Penguins creep ever closer. See if the Dominicans can keep the pressure on the Menlos. Here's across the middle is Cobb. The bounce pass, Cobb. Cobb gets it over to Cochran. Now to Wesley. Here's the jumper on the way by Christensen. Missed it by a mile. Falling out of bounds was Funky. Funky, number 25, is 6'11", fans. Pretty rare to get a guy that big in the Conlin Center D2. Coming up on 19 minutes. Penguins back on offense after Funky fell out of bounds. Wells has got it. Now to Ryan. Now Alistair. Bullet pass. Chavis down low. Nope. Now they kick it back out. Ari's got it. Now over to Ryan. 15 on the shot. Here's Wells thinking three. Wells, left, right. Wells muffs it. Now with a jumper, fade away softly. No. Boxing out. Wells gets his own rebound as Funky boxed out, and Wells went back up with it and got the foul. Menlo with a foul, and that was against Brandon Cochran, the 6'7" junior out of Wake Forest, North Carolina. So Michael Wells will go to the line for the DUs. See if he can pull him a little closer. On the way, Wells. Yes. And that's nice. When you get the freebie, take it, especially when you're getting creamed in the first half. Here's Wells thinking about it. Wells on the way. Backspin? No. Short. Funky hauls it down. Funky's got Trammell on him. Funky flips it out now to Wesley. Now over to Cobb. In the backcourt, Cobb. Cobb has Alistair Flack plastered to him. Boy, Flack is so quick on his feet. I'm going to say Flack is as quick as anybody on his feet. And now... And the foul is called on Funky. Funky pushed Ryan Trammell away from him. And you can't do that. Second team foul, 31-18. See what else the old Penguins have up their sleeve. Uh-oh. Ari had it. And Ari is called with a travel. Ari's arguing it, but I can see it from here. And I'm way high in the air, looking down on center court. I can see the entire area of play very clearly. And Ari did stutter step with it a little bit. A little too much. Left side now is Cochran. He kicks it outside to Christensen. Christensen, and the foul is called against Wells. 31-18, we're inside of 18 minutes now, fans, in the second half. CalPAC doubleheader. Wesley brings it indoors. Chris Cobb's got it now. Left, right, Cobb, back and forth. Left side, Christensen. Referees come over to the scoring table to adjust the shot clock. Shot clock still talking to him. Zoe Bagala on the shot clock tonight. 25 on the shot clock. It's reset. Bagala right on top of it. Right side now. As Menlo's got it, Cochran goes left side, gets it indoors. He throws it to Funky, to Cobb, and Trammell with a foul against Funky. Man, this is just laborious. The Penguins cannot get a groove. Second team foul against the DUs. They get it inbounds to Wesley. He's very deep. Wesley between the circles. Wesley jukes right, jukes left, over Ari in. Pretty nice play there by Wesley. 32-18. Penguins are trailing. They've trailed since the get-go. Ari flips it over to Alistair, who wants to drive the lane, but he can't. He's got Wesley in his face. Now Alistair goes 360. Alistair, very high off the rim. It won't go. Funky comes down with it. Wells now. Wells draws the elbow from Funky. Funky was trying to throw Wells off of him with a big elbow, and he gets a whistle. 33-18, 17:07 to go. Fahey's coming in for the DUs. Kyle Adams for the Menlos. Adams is in there in place of Funky, who just got that foul.
Is that three on Funky? No, they called an elbow. Oh, they switched it?
All right. Very quickly, Adam Chavis gets it in there right over the top he got a nice assist there from Ari. Chavis buries a deuce. 33-20. Oh, and now Adam Chavis steals it away. Chavis lays it in and gets a whistle. Chavis with a steal and a score. 33-22, Chavis. Timeout has been called, fans. By Menlo. And the referees are talking to Coach Laird. Brandon Laird has called the timeout for the Menlo Oaks. And he wants a definition of what that foul was. And again, the referee shows the elbows being thrown very high. You can throw the elbows around sideways, but you can't lift them up to use them in some sort of offensive weaponry. And that's what Funky did. And Funky was subsequently yanked. And they did indicate a team foul. That's a third team foul committed by the Menlos. Two team fouls committed by the Penguins. 16:48 to go. 16:48. 33-22. And Adam Chavis will go to the line. He gets one shot after canning the deuce. Chavis knocks that one home. All of a sudden, Adam Chavis is looking good in the second half. That's just what I was hoping for. 10-point game now. Things are looking up for the mighty DUs. Penguins now on defense. Uh-oh. And Ari gets an all-ball block, but he also got an all-whistle. Ivan Tosh with the foul, and that's against Brian Wesley. Ivan Tosh is third with 16:33 to go. Wesley on the line. Tim Key's getting ready to come back in. Wesley muffs the first one. Clang. He missed that very deep. Wesley's top scorer for the team. He will not like to see that. Oh, he missed that one. That one was short and right. Man, oh man. Wesley usually so sure-handed, such a smooth stroke on the guy, and he just really missed two big ones there. Chavis from the right. Oh, Chavis with superb patience. Chavis jumps over the top of Keys and buries the deuce from the right side. Chavis waited for the defense to come down before he went up. The defense all thought they were timing it, and Chavis buries a deuce. 33-25, DU trails. Here's Cobb, works the baseline. Outside Wesley on the way, left side three, no. Down with it, Wells. Wells ends up falling down on top of one of the Oaks. And he hands it off to Alistair Flack. Flack almost backed up into the referee. 15:40 to go, 33-25. Flack, right side. Flack over to Adam. Chavis gives it up. Chavis calls a timeout. Well, Chavis had to call the timeout and burn one there. The full timeout has been called. Man, Chavis had it stripped away for an instant. Or even worse, he just sort of muffed the dribble. When that happens. And then, at that moment, the Oaks dove in and got crazy on it. This timeout brought to you by Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can find them on the web at marinorthopedics.com. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. There's the buzzer, end of the timeout. Stuart Horn with you on DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California in the good old U.S. of A., where the time is 8:36 p.m. on Thursday, the 17th. Of January 2008. We are back underway. Pat Fahey's got the ball. Fahey gets fouled by Kyle Adams. Fourth team foul committed by the Oaks. Three committed by the Penguins. 33-25, 15:23 to go. Alistair Flack looking for a place to put it in. He gets it. Fahey, right side. Fahey kick out on the way. Fahey with a travel. Wells had it. And that's it's not a travel, it's a charge. Fahey's second. So the Penguins give the ball right back. Havlicek getting ready to come in for the DU's. Julian Harris to return for the Menlo Oaks. Left side, Cobb, three ball on the way. Cobb short. Put back, no. Whistles on the put back. Somebody's boxing out a little too hard and flinging players out of bounds. Ah! Ivan Tosh again. Havlicek comes back in place of Adam Chavez. 33-25. Adam Chavez got us back in it. Short side now, Menlo. They get it inbounds, Cobb. Cobb flips it over to Harris. Harris is up against Fahey. Fahey with some good D. Back to Cobb Keys. Keys goes right side. Keys has it stripped away by Havlicek. Now Wells comes down with it. Penguins on offense. We're inside of 15. Second half action. Oh, man. Wells almost threw it away. Hit Fahey in the knees. Fahey goes three ball from 900 yards. Doesn't get it. Falls out of bounds. It's Wesley comes down with it and steps on the line. Penguins will have it on the short side. That's the longest three ball I've ever seen Pat Fahey attempt. It's way out there. After Wells had hit him in the knees with a pass. Now Ari's got it. Back up to Fahey. Right side Wells. Wells way out there. Wells flips it back to Ari. Drives the lane. Ari all alone on the way. Whistle on Keys. Ari gets it to go. Ari cans this one and the Penguins are within five. And Coach Laird is coming unglued now. Keys checks the face for a bloody eye. Ray Chavez is getting ready to come back in now. 14:22 to go. Ari on the line. Ivan Tosh. Oh, he clanged it. To the left. Havlicek gets tied up with one of the Menlos. It's a jump ball, and Menlo gets the ball. The Penguins cannot keep the momentum going. They're down by six right now. Ivan Tosh, usually pretty masterful with the free throws. Funky getting ready to come back in. Here's a jumper by Menlo for three on the way, and that is good by Julian Harris. And that gives the Menlos the momentum back. 14 minutes exactly. Five team fouls committed by each. Alistair Flack now picks up the screen from Havlicek. Gets it over to Ari. Ari now with the dribble drive. Ari kick back outside to Alistair, left side. Alistair goes 360. Fires a bullet to Ari on the baseline. Back outside, Havlicek on the way. Oh, whistle. Ari's shoved out of bounds. Funky's back in there in place of Kyle Adams. Ray Chavez will bring it in. Fahey's back in place of Wells. So now it's Flack, Wells, Havlicek, Chavez, and Ari Ivantosh. They get it into Ari, three ball on the way. Ari, oh, spins right back at him. Brian Wesley with a rebound. 13 and a half to go, fans. 36-27 to you trailing. Over to the right side is Cobb. Now he drifts left. Way out in the corner, Keys. Low bounce pass. Tipped away. Back to Funky. Good. Boy, you stick Funky under the hoop. By the time he raises his arms, his hands are over the top of the basket. At 6'11". Funky can get it going. Ray Chavez in and out on the layup from the right side, but he was backward. He was facing away from the backboard. And put it in Ray Chavez's hands every time, I say. With that shot. I'm surprised he missed it. Now Funky gets a rebound. He missed it left. The shot on goal was Brian Wesley. Funky was right there to follow it up, but he couldn't get it to go. Funky's got the superior height, that's for sure. Here's a jumper by Havlicek. That's good. And that's a huge two ball. Flack fed him perfectly, and Havlicek scores the deuce. Nathan Rogoff getting ready to come back in. Penguins are trailing by nine, though. 38-29. Alistair Flack is out. And Nate Rogoff's in his place. Pat Fahey is out. And Adam Chavis is back in there. So now it's Ari, Nate, Adam, Ray, and Phil Havlicek. Here's Wesley. Wesley goes right, left, baseline. Wesley up, out, tipped out by Funky. Nate Rogoff comes up with it. Penguins need to get something going, and they got to do it now. Ray Chavis out on the right wing, doesn't want to take the three. Nathan Rogoff now is going to slow things down. He gets it. No, he's thinking Ari. They get it indoors. Now Havlicek with the bouncer to Ray. Ray goes baseline. He has nowhere to put it. Havlicek's got it. Wesley now with a foul. Wesley with a foul is a hold. Jason Logan is returning in place of Wesley. Brandon Cochran's back in there in place of Funky. The Penguins have the big team in, and the Menlos have the opposite in. 11:51 to go. Havlicek on the line. He buries that one. 8-point game. 38-30 in this low-scoring affair of the heavyweights. Here's Havlicek out of San Francisco, the junior. On the way, he missed it way short. Way left, Havlicek. Falling out of bounds. Oh, man. Havlicek fell out of bounds. Bounced it off the knee of Keys. And it looked pretty clean from here. But the referees gave it to the Oaks on the long side. Penguins are not getting too many calls right now. They're not getting any breaks. Just not too many bounces, I should say. Breaks would indicate somebody else is in control, but it's just the way the ball is bouncing so far. The first three quarters of play have been tough on the Penguins. Here's Cobb, left side Keys, 38-30. Keys drives in. What? Keys walked with it. No, it's no bucket. Keys got it to go. Coach Laird came up. Oh, man, that's the third on Ivan Tosh. Keys goes to the line, 40-30. I guess the bucket did count. I thought Keys walked with it. I don't know how he got that thing to go. It was a tremendous shot, and Keys goes to the line. On the way, Keys goes, 3. 41-30, the DU's down by 11. And it's starting to get uncomfortably late. Ari Ivantosh, left side, high off the glass, missed it. The putback, gets his own putback, no. Back down with it, Chavis off the glass, good for two. Good finger roll there by Chavis. Coming up on 11 minutes, 41-32. Penguin women have already won their match tonight. Here's a jumper, and Chavis with a tremendous rejection out of play. And a foul is called. They call the foul on Chavis. The ball was in the air. Chavis never touched a player. He only touched the ball. The ball was in the air. Tavani's up on his feet. He hates it. I think Tavani saw what I saw. Jason Logan goes to the line. And he misses this one. That's Tavani smooth, the way he can talk to these referees. Say what he wants without making him, without putting the referees on the defense. 10:50 to go. Chavis across the middle. 41-32. Chavis has got it. He fires it over to Rogoff on the left wing. Rogoff goes Ari. Three ball on the way. Missed it by a mile. Ari very short. Foul is called against Jason Logan, and that may send Ari to the line. No, it's going to send Adam Chavis to the line. It happened right before Ari got the ball. 41-32, Chavis. See if he can get hot. Adam Chavis buries the first one, and that's a beautiful thing. 8-point game, 41-33, 10:37 to go. Back in there for Menlo, Kyle Adams. Logan gets yanked. Chavis goes back to the line, see if the Penguins can get within 7. Be a good time to do it. On the way, Chavis knocks down both of them. 41-34, the clock rolls. 10:35 to go, fans. 18 fouls committed by both teams. Boy, it's been an aggressive game. Low-scoring affair, a lot of defense in this one. Keys now left side. Penguins hanging in there. Penguins had a disgusting first half, and they're still right there. Cobb throws it away. Chavis gets it to Ari. Now the bounce pass. Chavis off the glass. Adam Chavis scores the deuce right over the top of Tim Keys. And a timeout has been called by Coach Laird. And now it's a 5-point game. 41-36. Holy cow. Hey, fans. This timeout is brought to you by Adidas, the official outfitter of DU Athletics. Adidas. Penguin uniforms by Adidas. Also brought to you by the Mechanics Bank. Stop by their 904 4th Street office in San Rafael. You can find them online at mechbank.com. That's MECHBANK.com. You are listening to CalPAC Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting live from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you. And a big shout out to all the DU fans listening worldwide, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. Radio.dominican.edu. And this broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. End of the timeout has come. 10-10 to go. The Penguins trail by only 5. It was terrible early, and now it's only 5? And for as shabbily as the Penguins have been playing this game, I think they'd be very happy if you told them it was going to be 5 at this point. 3/4 of play behind them. Trailing by only 5 now. They've yet to make anything. They shot about 25% in the first half against 50%. Uh-oh. And now the foul has been called against Havlicek. Havlicek gets rung up. That's the second one against Havlicek inside of 10 minutes now at 9:54. And that will send Brandon Cochran to the line. Cochran fires it up and in. Be remiss in not giving a shout out to the Menlo fans. Menlo fans listening worldwide. Happy you've tuned in with us tonight. Exciting matchup as Cochran misses the second one. 9:45 to go. Nate Rogoff, left side, Ari. Here's Chavis, who's had a very hot hand in the second half. His brother, Ray Chavis, is right in there. Fired off to Nate. Now working the perimeter is Adam. Off the glass, Adam Chavis. Left side baseline, Adam Chavis nails another one. It's a 4-point game. 42-38. Can the Penguins do it? Cobb is working the ball. Keys. Left side, 21 on the shot for the Penguins. Fahey getting ready to come back in. Penguin ball as Keys fell out of play. Funky back in there. Christensen back in there. Keys out. Adams out for the Oaks. Fahey in there. As Havlicek has been yanked. Not for any particular reason. He's been in there a while. Here's Fahey on the way with a jumper. Fahey! Oh, Fahey got the bounce! Fahey got it to go, and it's 42-40. 8:47 to go. The clock rolls. Here's Cobb across the middle. He's got Rogoff on him. Funky, top of the key. Funky left side on the way. Wesley, no. Penguins have a chance to tie it for the first time tonight. Left side, Ari. Ray Chavez, wide open three, on the way, missed it right. Oh, down with it is Wesleyan. I thought Alistair Flack was going to get a chance to rip that one down. Flack jumped as high as he possibly could. 42-40, Penguins on defense. Chavez went for that three ball. It was Ray Chavez who went for the three ball to put the Penguins up for the first time tonight. But he missed. What? That looked like a travel. Brandon Cochran goes three ball. No. Tipped out. Ari gets it. Penguins on offense. 42-47, 50 to go. Nate Rogoff, right side, Ari. Now Nate. No look, Fahey for three on the way. Oh, Pat Fahey buries the tray! Pat Fahey puts the Penguins ahead for the first time tonight. The Penguins are up. After the Penguins looked dead in the first half, the Penguins shot 21% in the first half. And the Oaks shot 50% in the first half. Holy cow. End of the timeouts come. Penguins now on defense. Penguins are up by one, 7.5 to go. Funky's got it on the right elbow. Funky fires it over left side. Working the perimeter of the Oaks. They get it back at the top of the key. Here's Wesley between the circles. He's up against Ari. He flips it over to Cochran. Now here's Cobb slowly. 7 on the shot. Cobb backing up. 6, 5 Cobb. Cobb's getting double teamed. Into the backcourt, and the Penguins are going to get it, a backcourt penalty. 7:04 to go. 43-42. Flack is in there along with Ray Chavez, Adam Chavez, Ari Ivantage, and Pat Fahey. Fahey and Chavez in there, the Twin Towers. Those guys are cool customers, too. No presh. Your announcer, though, different story. Stomach is churning. 43-42. Now between the circles is Alistair Flack. Everybody's cool. 10 on the shot. Right side, Ari. Ari goes 360 with a jumper softly. Oh, short. Ah, it's tipped out now by Christensen. But I think Fahey got a hand on it. No, there was a foul against Flack. And that's Flack's third. And that puts the Oaks in the double bonus. 10 fouls committed by the Penguins now. 8 committed by the Oaks. On the line is Christensen. He missed the first one. That would have tied it. Christensen will go back to the line now. Cody Christensen, the 6-footer. He's a senior. He cans it. 43 up. This is for first place outright in the league. Left side, Alistair. Fahey thinks three ball. On the way softly. Missed it a little bit deep. Hauled down by Cochran. Cochran will take it himself. Timeline, Cochran in the backcourt. Cochran. Oh, man. The Penguins with some heavy D. Here goes Wesley. Wesley drives in left side. Missed it long. Fahey down with it. 43 all, 6 minutes to go. Here comes Flack. Back to Adam Chavez. Chavez has it almost stripped away as he tumbled over the top of one of the Menlos. He's back on his feet now. 5:45. Chavez goes three ball softly. Chavez drives home the deuce. Chavez with a great 360 jumper softly falling away. and got it to go, 45-43. Chavez now gets off the top of Cochran with a hook shot. I don't know how Cochran got that one to go. That was masterful. Tie score, 45, 5:20 to go. Chavez comes right in front of the broadcasting area. He's a cool customer. That guy is smooth and nothing bugs him. Back outside, Ray Chavez for three on the way. Oh, Ray Chavez buries the three from straight away. The second half has been all Penguins. The Penguins are up by 3, 5 minutes to go exactly. Right side, Cochran's got it. Cochran drives in against Adam. Now over to the right. Here's Wesley. Nowhere to go. On the way, Christensen, three ball, in and out. Fahey down with it. Right side, Ray. Timeout called, Oaks. Folks, you're listening to live CalPAC basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins radio. Dominican.edu. Man, oh man, from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Time is 8:58 p.m. on the West Coast in the good old U.S. of A. Thursday, the 17th, 2008. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to go. 48-45, and the Penguins are going to have the ball at the end of this timeout. Fans, our next broadcast is just 2 days away. On the 19th, as the Penguins are taking on Cal State University Maritime Academy, right here at the Conlin Center. Women tip off at 5:30. The men at 7:30. Then the Penguins will have a non-conference matchup. Penguin men only at 7:30 on January 22nd against Golden State Baptist. Penguin women will be back on the court, a non-conference matchup against the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz on January 24th. Those are our upcoming broadcasts on radio.dominican.edu. Clock rolls, 4:37. 48-45, Penguins on top now. Penguins have trailed almost the entirety of the night. Just up until about 2 minutes ago. And now they're on top by three. Penguins have come back a long way. Timeout called by Ari Ivantosh, who is getting double-teamed by the Oaks. And all Ivantosh could do was call the timeout. So these last 4 minutes and 19 seconds, that's what's on the clock. These last 4:19 are going to take a while. Because the team that walks out of here victorious tonight also walks out with the first place title at this point in the season. Following the aforementioned broadcasts that are coming up, the 22nd, the men against Golden State Baptist, the 24th, the women against the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. By the way, that also is a 5:30 tip-off. We'll be back into the conference on the 26th. William Jessup in the house. Jessup delivered the Penguin men their only loss so far. 48-45. Here's Fahey, three ball on the way. Fahey missed it short. Almost picked up his own rebound, but Cobb got in his way. 4:11 to go. Cobb gets it indoors. Oh, what a great defensive move by Ari Ivantosh. Ivantosh gets in the way of Cochran and blocks it off the boards. And another foul is now called against the Oaks. A jersey hold is called against Brian Wesley. That is Wesley's fourth and the team's ninth. And Adam Chavez is coming back in place now of his brother Ray Chavez. 48-45. Pat Fahey on the line. 3:55 to go. Pat Fahey knocks down the first one. The Penguins were all but dead in this one. Left for dead. And now they're on top by four. Fahey on the way. Make it five. 50-45. Inbounds. Cobb's got it. Cobb driving the lane. Cobb driving across the middle, I should say. Left side, now Wesley. Wesley drives in. Back outside Cobb. Three ball on the way. Oh, Cobb missed it way right. Fahey down with it. Here's Alistair Flack in stride to Ari. Ari with the layup. Oh, Ivan Tosh! Zigzag! Fahey! Flack! Ivan Tosh! Two! Here's the jumper now by Wesley from the top of the key, and that's good for a deuce. Hey, 52-47 is the score. There we go. They only gave Wesley one for that. I like the way our score is thinking. Here's Wells. Here's the no-look outside. Now, here's driving in is Adam Chavis. Chavis gets the bucket, and he gets the team up as he draws the foul. 54-47, that gives. That puts the Penguins in the double bonus, and that's huge with 3:04 to go. And Chavis to the line. 54-47. Chavis. And Chavis rattles it home. 55-47. 3 minutes exactly now. Driving the lane is Keys. In and out. Missed it. Chavis down with it after Wells tipped it up. In the backcourt now. Here comes Alistair. Right side. No look. Wells. Chavis between the circles, buries it, indoors Fahey, softly, Pat Fahey gets a perfect bullet pass over the top from Chavis and gets it to go. 57-47, are you kidding me? Holy cow, the Penguins have come back in a huge way, up by 10, 2:39 to go. Holy mackerel, fans. Hey, fans, this timeout is brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located in the Montecito Plaza. Tell them DU Radio sent you. Say hi to Bobby. Puentes Taqueria at Puentes.com for the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria. 2:39 to go, fans. Are you kidding me? The Penguins all of a sudden up by 10? Boy, the Penguins... Now they just got to play tough and finish the job. Don't do anything cute. Man, oh man. You know, at halftime, it was looking terrible. It was 31-15 at halftime. Penguins couldn't do anything right. And all of a sudden, they're just playing well. They're playing real well. They're not doing anything astounding. Seen them play better, actually. They're playing smart right now. Cobb for three on the way, left side. Cobb clangs it deep. Down Wesley, 2:25 to go. Wesley's got it. He's got Fahey in his face. Wesley missed it. Oh, it's going to be DU ball. Uh-oh. Now there's a little scrum underneath. I don't know who is involved. Ari Ivantosh was involved. Alistair Flack may have been involved. Just a little shubbery underneath the hoop. 2:21 to go. Nothing significant. Adam Chavis will throw the ball in on the long side. Fahey's in there with Chavis and Wells and Ari and Alistair. And now another timeout. Well, wait a minute. I'm not sure. Who hit the road? They're playing hit the roads. I think somebody was ejected, but I'm not sure. No, I guess not. Menlo must have called that timeout. I know the Penguins didn't call it. 57-47 with 2:21 to go. Oh, man, what a game. Penguin women won earlier. A beautiful effort. So now it's full court pressure, as you can imagine. Inbounds, Chavis. to Ari, to Chavis. Back over to Ari. Still in the backcourt. Penguins have 10 seconds to bring it up. Now they fling it up to Alistair. To Fahey, alley-oop. Oh, Pat Fahey gets the alley! Gets the oop! What a setup by Alistair Flack. Coming up on 2 minutes. And now a shove is called against Fahey as he pushed Brandon Cochran. Fahey's third now. Brandon Cochran on the line. He misses this one. 59-47 with 2:01. 2:01 to go. This one's good. Chavis throws it all the way into Ari. Ari catches it at the other end. All the way down, 90 feet. Wells is accosted by Julian Harris. Fouls called against Tim Keyes. 1:57 to go, fans. 59-48, DU. 11 points, 2 minutes. Wells on the line. Penguins were left for dead in this one. On the way now, Wells knocks it home. Boy, at halftime. Halftime, it was looking nutty. Wells now cans them both. 1:56, the clock rolls. Here's Keyes. Keyes now left side. Penguins have got to play some big-time defense. Now out there, here's Keyes. Drives the left side on the... Oh, Keyes gets it to go and hits the deck. He was on the floor before the ball came back through the hoop. 61-50. Inbound Chavis, 1:41. Here's Ari. Ari's got it left side. Oh, Ari missed it. Tipped out. Alistair Flack's got it. Flack gets tied up with Keyes. Flack will go to the line with a minute 33 to go. Alistair Flack on the line. He nails the first one, and that's huge. Flack has improved exponentially since last season, and he was super then. 62-50. On the way, Flack, yes. 63-50. Oh, and that's so beautiful. Penguins have made such a tremendous run in the second half. Uh-oh, Chavis now to Ari, midcourt. Back to Alistair. Alistair across the middle. Alistair off to Adam. Now Chavis. Now between the circles, Wells. Now they get it to Ari right side. Way out there. 21 on the shot. Ari goes right side. Now he flings it back over to Wells. Now Alistair. They're playing the corners. Alistair is fouled by Keyes finally with 1:05 to go. Penguins burning the clock now and doing a great job of it. Kyle Adams getting ready to come back in for the Oaks. On the way, Flack, yes. Oh, man. Alistair Flack is starting to nail the freebies when they count. Adams back in there now, Cochran out. On the way, good. Good job there, Al. 1:05, the clock rolls. 65-50. Penguins on top, Keyes, left side, jump with the runner. Oh, that was sweet. Keyes, left-handed. Penguins now on offense. Here's Alistair, left side. Flack gets the... Oh, Flack with a left-handed layup. And the entire Penguin bench came up and a simultaneous exhale, hoping that Alistair Flack could knock home that one, but he'll get two from the line. Both teams in the double bonus, and they have been for quite a while. James Lindsay's come in now for the Oaks, 6'2", freshman out of Woodland. On the way, Flack in and out. 53 seconds to go. Flack gets a go again, though. Oh, brother. He missed this one very short after canning four in a row. I mean, he barely touched the rim. 48 seconds and now a foul. It's called on Adam Chavez. Oh, brother. The Penguins didn't need that. 47 seconds to go. 65-52. No reason in the world that Adam Chavez would rack up a foul there. But he did. Keyes will go to the line, and Keyes has been pretty good from the line. And he nails this one. And Keyes bags the second one. 65-54. 45 seconds to go. Alistair Flack's got it. Flack was just trying to get it off to Ari Ivantosh as he ran across the left side of the timeline. And he drifted across the Penguins half of the court. Going to hit Ari. And Alistair Flack will go to the line again. Flack on the way. Good. That's a little better than that last one he threw up there that barely grazed the rim. 66-54, 43 seconds, Flack. And this one goes down. Same guy. Penguins now on defense. Keyes across the middle. Keyes goes coast to coast. And Fahey gets a humongous rejection. And they give the ball back to the Oaks. 35 seconds to go. About 12 seconds burned off the clock on that play. Pretty good defense by the D's. 35 seconds to go, fans. 35 after the Penguins were left for dead. All the way up to the just about the end of the third quarter. And then the Penguins got crazy. And the Penguins get the rebound. And the Penguins are on offense with 20 seconds to go. And Adam Chavez is back at the timeline. Now Wells. Wells with no pressure. Wells just going to hold on to it. Now Adam Chavez, right side, 13 seconds. Adam Chavez, the Penguins won't shoot the ball. Now the fans are clapping, 8 seconds. Ari's got it. Adam's got it. 4, 3, Chavez is not going to take the shot. 1. That's the end of the game, fans. And the Penguins have pulled off the biggest comeback of the season. The Penguins entered the game 6-1 in conference. The Oaks entered the game 6-1 in conference. And the Oaks will now leave the house 6-2 against the Penguins 7-1. And the Penguins are the outright first place leaders in the CalPAC Conference at this point in the season. Our next broadcast, as mentioned, 2 days from today. Saturday night, the 19th. A CalPAC doubleheader, conference games, as Cal State Maritime Academy enters the Conlin Center. Women tip off at 7:30. The guys tip off. Check it. Women tip off at 5:30. The guys at 7:30. And we'll see if the Penguins can keep this magnificent run going. Boy, the Penguins looked done in the first half. Cooked. Jam a fork in them. And look what happened. They came roaring back in a massive way. Penguin sweep tonight over the Oaks. Penguin women victorious. Penguin men victorious. Couple of great games. And the DU 7-1, the DU men. Well, that's great stuff. The women are 3-4. They're still alive in the conference. But hanging by a thread, tonight's win was massive for them. Final score, 67-54. Hope to see you Saturday night. Thanks for listening on radio.dominican.edu.